We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Nothing better than the feeling after a win. And in some ways, there's nothing better than regrouping after a loss.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Well, I mean, the old saying obviously is, you know, great pitching beats, you know, good hitting every day. We like our pitching too.
Big 12 This Week is presented by On Location, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
This week, we take a look back at the 2020 football season, which was historic on many levels. I mean, we saw one of the best, probably the best season from the Iowa State Cyclones, who, after a slow start, became an absolute buzzsaw through the conference. We saw the Oklahoma Sooners win an unprecedented sixth straight Big 12 championship game. And for head coach Lincoln Riley, his fourth straight, passing his predecessor Bob Stoops, who once won three Big 12 title games in a row. And the conference won a perfect 5-0 in bowl games, which is incredible when you think about the ragging and criticism that the conference took the very first week of the season. And we'll touch on all that. But all of this was accomplished in front of minimal fans during a pandemic, which really saw college football lead the way and lead by example of how to test, contact, trace, and maneuver through the pandemic. And there were ups and downs, bumps in the road. But the Big 12, along with the SEC and the ACC, stood firm in their belief that some semblance of a football season could still be played. And when the Big 10 and Pac-12 bailed early and the rumors were spreading that, well, once those two dropped, the Big 12 and other conferences would follow, Commissioner Bob Bowlesby helped lead the way and was very honest that there were going to be stoppages, there were going to be positive tests, and while schools and teams could prepare, there was no telling just how many games would be played and how they would eventually get through it. But the right decision was made. They plowed through it. So the season was reduced from 12 to 10 games with one non-conference game and a round robin of each team playing the others. And amazingly, six of the 10 teams played all nine conference games, while Oklahoma, Texas, West Virginia, and Kansas were able to play eight. And no Big 12 teams played fewer than nine total games for the season. I think that's remarkable. And you'll remember when the basketball season got canceled in March of 2020 and people in April and May were saying that, you know, sports were going to be shut down for a year. I said, hold on, We're not through yet. There's a possibility that this could play out. And said, have faith. We'll get into football. And we did by September. So on this edition of Big 12 This Week, I'm going to look back at each of the 10 school seasons. You'll hear the highs and lows from each program with some great radio highlights along the way. Plus, we'll hear a montage of some great plays in our multiple Natural Light Seltzer Making It Look Natural segments. So settle in, and remember, you can subscribe to Big 12 This Week. We push it out as a podcast after it airs on local radio stations in the Big 12 footprint, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcast, Big12Sports.com, many platforms. So if you miss it on the original broadcast on our radio affiliates, you can get it as a podcast. Just search your favorite platform, Big 12 This Week, presented by Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go live.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go live.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
The listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome into Big 12 this week as we start our 2020 football special. You know, just looking ahead to 2021 for Baylor, it's going to be really interesting with four-year starting quarterback Charlie Brewer transferring to play a fifth season at Utah. The quarterback starting job wide open this offseason in fall camp. Four or five guys, Jerry Bohannon, Jacob Zeno, they bring in the most experience. But let's look back at 2020. The season started late, September 26th for the Bears, who skipped their non-conference game. So it was the first for head coach Dave Aranda. In the season opener at McLean Stadium, he got to see senior running back Tristan Ebner rack up 272 all-purpose yards and scored a combined four touchdowns as Baylor opened up the Aranda era with an impressive 47-14 win over Kansas.
Quick snap again from the one. Ebner, the handoff. He struggles on second effort. Looks like he's in. He is. Touchdown, Bears. Pulls the Bears within one. Here's the play. Oh, Brewer to throw. He's got Ebner for a touchdown. Ebner broke loose, and he made the catch. Stepped across the goal line. Touchdown pass, Charlie Brewer to Tristan Ebner. Here's the kick away to the south end zone goal line. That is Tristan Ebner returning. Slips out of a tackle. He's still going. 25-30. 35-40. Look at the speed of Tristan Ebner down the sideline. He's going to take it all the way. A 100-yard kickoff return by Tristan Ebner. What a way to start the second half for the Baylor Bears. Kick is bouncing. It's going to be picked up on a hop by Ebner at the 20. Veers to his right. 25, 30, 35, 40. Ebner to the 45, to the 50.
He's gone.
To the 40, to the 30. Down the sideline. Tristan Ebner does it again. Second kickoff return for a touchdown tonight. Tristan Ebner to the house for the Bears.
John Morris on the call. In fact, you know what? We'll make that the first Making It Look Natural segment. Presented by Natty Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. We do this every week where we look at a player who was making it look natural. And it was one of the best all-around individual performances in Baylor program history. Ebner had the one-yard touchdown run, the 18-yard scoring pass from Brewer, and he scored on kickoff returns of 183 yards. The first game was historic. It was the first time in the Big 12's 25-year history that a player scored touchdowns on a run, a reception, and a return in the same game. So Tristan Ebner, our first Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. Well, the month of October was not kind for the Bears. They lost back-to-back road games at West Virginia and Texas, losing 27-21 in double overtime in Morgantown. And then they took a three-week pause and came back on October 24th and lost 27-16 to the Longhorns. And it didn't get better. A 33-23 loss at home to TCU. And in the first Saturday in November, Baylor jumped all over 17th-ranked Iowa State at Jack Trice Stadium. Baylor was able to flip the script from their previous three games where they got off the slow starts. They jumped out to a 14-point lead in the first quarter and were up 21-10 at the half.
Snap back to Purdy, fakes the handoff to Hall, rolling right, pressured, he's going to unleash it. Deep down the center of the field, jump ball. Kalen Barnes has the interception for the Bears. Brock Purdy in the backfield takes the snap, pass, it's intercepted. It was tipped, and it's intercepted, running down the far sideline for the Bears, being chased. He is out of bounds, far side of the field at the 35 for the Bears. The interception, their second of the first quarter.
Well, the Baylor defense ended up with three first-half interceptions that resulted in all 21 first-half points. Then on November 28th, 2 months and 2 days since their first and only win, Charlie Brewer called the team over on the sideline and said, quote, "There is no way we're going to come away without a win." Charlie led three fourth-quarter scoring drives and twice brought Baylor back from 9-point deficits as the Bears ended a five-game losing streak, beating Kansas State.
John Mayer's the kicker. Good snap. Good hold. The kick is away. The kick is good, and the Bears win over Kansas State. John Mayer's being mobbed on the field, and they've knocked off the Kansas State Wildcats 32-31, the final score.
And the season ended on December 12th. In a year filled with difficult challenges for Dave Aranda on and off the field, Baylor went 2-7, and they had four of their five offensive coaches out due to positive COVID-19 tests, and they went into the regular season finale against Oklahoma State, missing 47 players, coaches, or support staff. So they were shorthanded on the field, upstairs in the coach's booth, and the Bears simply had no answer for the OSU Cowboys, losing their season finale 42-3. Let's move on now to Iowa State. Matt Campbell will be entering his sixth season in Ames for the 2021 season after leading Iowa State to one of its most successful seasons in school history. The Cyclones made it to their first ever Big 12 championship game. They won the program's first ever New Year's Six Bowl in a 34-17 win over Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. And then on February 1st, things got better here in 2021. They signed an 8-year extension for Campbell, keeping him in Ames through at least 2028. Now, the Cyclones started out with a lackluster 31-14 loss to the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana. They had used kick and punt returns for touchdowns, and their defense shut down the Cyclones. The Ragin' Cajuns limited Brock Purdy to 16 of 35 passing, 145 yards, and an interception. It was ISU's fewest passing yards in 2 years. And then Breece Hall only rushed for 103 yards on 20 carries. So starting the season ranked in the top 25 and losing to Louisiana was not a good look. And that first week of the season was bad for the Big 12, and everyone went off the deep end talking about what an embarrassment this was for the conference against the Sun Belt. You remember all of that? Well, and I said, look, relax. Louisiana's a good team, and who knew what was going to happen early in a pandemic season? And I said on the show on September 16th, the Cyclones were going to be okay. Now, little did I know that they were going to be really good, but they bounced back for a 37-34 win over TCU and then faced number 18 Oklahoma at Jack Trice Stadium the first weekend in October.
And this is going to be Nwangu taking it at the 3-yard line, right side of the field, angles back toward the middle, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Kinnane Nwangu down the left side, out runs Berkich down the sideline, and he is going to take it out of bounds inside the 15. First and goal from the 2. Purdy from the shotgun, Hall offset to his left, tight formation. Purdy will run it left. Touchdown, Brock Purdy! And the Cyclones with an opportunity to draw even. Here comes Oklahoma quickly, third down and 12 from the 23-yard line. Shotgun snap to Rattler. Here comes a rush. Rattler in trouble, and he's sacked. He's sacked. Purdy takes the snap, hands it to Hall. Up the middle, Breece for the touchdown, and the Cyclone lead. Breece Hall with his second touchdown of the night, an 8-yard run off the left side, and the Cyclones have regained the lead. First and 10, Oklahoma from the 34. Rattler wants to throw it off play action. He delivers deep down the middle of the field. It is intercepted by Aishim Young. And the Cyclones have the football. Aishim Young picked it off in the end zone.
John Walters with those calls. It was the Cyclones' first win over Oklahoma in Ames since 1960. John F. Kennedy was just elected president, and the game saw the teams combined for 24 points in the fourth quarter, and the legend of Brocktober continued. But the Cyclones were looking for their first chance to go 4-0 in conference play, and that came to a sudden halt, losing 24-21 at Stillwater to the then sixth-ranked OSU Cowboys. Sandwiched between blowout wins at home against Kansas State and West Virginia was a Black Friday game at number 20 Texas. And a win in Austin would cement the Cyclones' place at the top and all but guarantee a spot in the Big 12 championship game. They were down 20-10 midway through the third quarter. The defense tightened up, and the Cyclones' offense chipped away, getting a couple of field goals from Connor Asali. And with 1:25 left in the game, After marching 66 yards in four plays, Breece Hall delivered one of the biggest touchdowns in Cyclones history, followed by a late chance by Texas to tie. Here's how this thing finished out.
They're pumping in some noise. Hall takes the snap, bursts up the middle for the touchdown. 57-yard field goal to force overtime for Texas. The kick on the way by Dicker. Plenty of leg, end over end, and it's no good. Wide left, and the Cyclones win it. 23-20.
Three games that season where they rallied in the second half and the Cyclones found themselves in the Big 12 title game against Oklahoma, but they came up short, losing 27-21. And again, they tried to rally. They were down 24-7 at the half. Purdy was picked off three times. They looked flustered for the first 30 minutes. But Iowa State came back on January 2nd. Breece Hall ran for 136 yards and two touchdowns. Purdy, two touchdowns, and number 12 Iowa State grinded out a 34-17 win over Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl.
Third and goal from the one. Purdy gives it to Hall up the middle. Touchdown, Breece Hall. His 20th rushing touchdown of the season. And the Cyclones strike first in the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. Colin Newell snaps it to Purdy. He hands to Hall. And he is in for the touchdown. Breece Hall with his second rushing touchdown of the game.
And that'll be our second making it look natural player, Breece Hall. He was incredible. His ninth 100-yard game of the season. And John Walters on those calls as Iowa State beat Oregon. Aloha Beach's Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12. Meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. All right, we've got more to look back as we take a peek at the 2020 season. Kansas and Kansas State coming up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Thank you.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay.
Let's play. Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
And we're back on Big 12 this week, where you can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. We wrapped up the first segment at the top of the regular season standings, and we start this segment off at the bottom, where the Kansas Jayhawks finished the season winless, never allowing fewer than 38 points and six times allowed 47 or more. The highlight of the season came on the final week on December 5th against Texas Tech, a game the Jayhawks lost 16-13 after a late Tech field goal broke the tie. But in that game, the Kansas defense shined, forcing a season-high four turnovers, with freshman cornerback Caron Prunty accounting for two of them with an interception and a forced fumble. Nate Betts and Marcus Harris also forced fumbles for the Jayhawks. Kansas entered that game with just five turnovers on the season.
All kinds of time to throw, but the ball's in and out of the hands and picked off. Picked off in the end zone by Kansas. And here's a loose ball on the pocket, and it's going to be Nate Betts breaking it up. Kansas says they've got it with Marcus Harris at the bottom of the pile, and they do. Here's a rush and a fumble. It comes out at the 45, scooped up at the 40. KU's got it. What a play by the KU defense. Their third takeaway of the day.
Brian Haney with the call. March saw the school part ways with coach Les Miles and athletic director Jeff Long. And now Sunflower State native and KU alum Travis Goff is the new athletic director tasked with turning around that program. Now on to Kansas State, a lot of optimism after Chris Kleinman's first year in 2019 when the Wildcats finished 8-5 with a trip to the Liberty Bowl. But on that fateful Sun Belt shakedown the weekend of September 12th, the Wildcats fell victim to a school from that conference, Arkansas State, losing 35-31. They weren't even sure they were going to play that game as late as Friday afternoon, and they had no answer for Jonathan Adams. But 2 weeks later in Norman, Oklahoma, the Wildcats were ready to play. Three rushing touchdowns from Skylar Thompson, 174 all-purpose yards from freshman Deuce Vaughn. And despite missing five players on defense, they picked off OU quarterback Spencer Rattler three times and 31 second-half points, all led to tying the school record for the largest comeback in K-State history.
Skyler, a two-step drop, throws into the middle. This is caught, 40, 45, midfield. This is Deuce Vaughn, and he will score, I think. He's at the 10, 5, and to the goal line. They're going to mark him out at the 1. Wow, what a play by Oklahoma to catch a very speedy guy, but Deuce Vaughn all the way to the 1. Second down and goal from the 1. Thompson again will push forward on the quarterback keeper. He's near the end zone again. No signal just yet. Touchdown. There it is. He got in. Second down and goal from the 2.
Thompson wants to run it towards the goal line, and he is in for the Wildcat touchdown. Second effort gets Skyler Thompson in there for K-State. Quarterback run game. He'll run to the right. He's got a chance. Dives to the pylon. Wildcat touchdown. K-State scores again. Skyler Thompson scores again. I formation set now with twin receivers to the right side. K-State will run it. Here's Deuce. Deuce breaks a tackle. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. He's in the house. He's in the house. Touchdown, Cats. K-State right in this ball game with 8:17 to go. Blake Lynch missed a couple in three tries 2 weeks ago, but he's been rock solid in his career. Here's the kick. It's got a chance, and it is good from 50. K-State has the lead with 4:32 to go. It's 38-35.
Wyatt Thompson with those great Wildcat calls. It was also the first time in school history the Wildcats won two straight matchups against a top five opponent after they beat the fifth-ranked Sooners 48-41 in Manhattan the year before. The following weekend against Texas Tech, the Wildcats lost their starting quarterback Skyler Thompson to a season-ending shoulder injury. But Deuce Vaughn stepped up again, making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12.
Third down and 10. Wildcats with an inside handoff. Here's Deuce. He is at the 30. Bounces outside. 25 to the 20. And out of bounds inside the 20 near the 19-yard line. 19 yards for Deuce. Deuce Vaughn. First down, K-State. Landry Weber in the slot to the left. Here's the handoff to Deuce. Trying to get wide outside left. He's at the 15 to the 10 to the 5 to the goal line. Wildcat touchdown. Deuce Vaughn is in for the score. It's an empty backfield for Will. We await the snap. There it is from Johnson. Will throw it into the middle. It's caught for a first down. Midfield is Vaughn to the 40. Deuce Vaughn to the 30, to the 20, 10, 5. Wildcat touchdown with 2:07 to go. The freshman Will Howard on third and five to Deuce Vaughn for a score.
Vaughn had 113 yards rushing that day, clearly established himself as the number one back in just his third collegiate game. And in that game, the Wildcats had a true freshman quarterback, a true freshman running back, and a true freshman protecting the blind side at left tackle. With Will Howard at quarterback, the Cats used defense to pull out a 21-14 road win at TCU, as the defense sacked Max Duggan three times, holding him to 154 yards passing, and they got a career-long 53-yard field goal from Blake Lynch. Howard became the first true freshman quarterback in K-State history to win his first road start.
53 yards from the far right hash for Blake Lynch, the senior from Goddard, Kansas. Good leg into this one. It's got a chance, and it is good. He hit it from 53 yards away to make it a one-point game. A career-long field goal for Blake Lynch. Three-step drop. Here come the Cats. He'll fire down deep. Intercepted. A.J. Parker with it at the 30-yard line. A.J. far side to the 20. 15, 10, 5 to the house. Wildcat touchdown. A.J. Parker with a pick six. My goodness, how about these Cats?
Yeah, how about them? The winning continued in the Sunflower Showdown as the Wildcats won their fourth straight, 55-14 over the Jayhawks. It was their 12th straight win in this series. And Phillip Brooks set a school record with 189 punt return yards and scored two first-half touchdowns as the 19th-ranked Wildcats dominated.
Good snap. Here's Gagan's kick, spinning kick, driving him back to about the 45, and Phillip has it there. Got a good block. He's at midfield. He's at the 40 near side, to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. He may go. 10-5. Wildcat touchdown. Phillip Brooks with a punt return score. 9:22 to go in the first, and the Wildcats with a 6-0 lead to start this football game. Not particularly a good kick, fielded at the 48. Here's Brooks midfield, 45-40. Brooks to the 35, to the 30, to the 25-20. He's going to score! Wildcat touchdown on the final play of the first half. Can you believe that? Well, K-State's first score on a Brooks 55-yard punt return and the final play of the half on a punt return for a touchdown.
On to Texas Tech. Alan Bowman threw for 430 yards and two touchdowns, and Texas Tech stopped Houston Baptist on a two-point conversion late in the fourth quarter, hanging on for a 35-13 victory as the Red Raiders stopped further embarrassment for the Big 12 on that opening weekend. But the highlight game for the Red Raiders, the can't-miss game of the season, presented by TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. I really loved this game. I thought it was a lot of excitement early on in the season, so that's why we're pegging this one as the can't-miss game. But it came when Tech hosted Texas, and you have to wonder if the win over the Longhorns shapes the season a little differently for Tech, who would go on to a 4-6 record, just 3-6 in the Big 12. Tech was chasing Texas the entire first half and found themselves down 31-21 at the break, but went on a 28-3 run to take a 56-41 lead.
And the throw right side is caught by Vasher. He broke a tackle at the 15, the 10, coming to the near side, dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Red Raiders! T.J. Vasher takes a slant, catches it at about the hash mark on the right side, and then just keeps on coming to the corner of the end zone and dives the last couple of yards because he's got that length. Four receivers set for Tech, and Bowman hands it off. Comes Thompson. Round left side, he gets the corner, he gets the pylon, touchdown Red Raiders! A 10-yard touchdown run by Sir Roderick Thompson.
Rolling on the field, touchdown, Texas Tech.
And that gives the Red Raiders the first lead of the game. Four receivers set for Tech, and Bowman hands it off. Comes Thompson, round left side, he gets the corner, he gets the pylon, touchdown Red Raiders! A 10-yard touchdown run by Sir Roderick Thompson. Bowman going to throw the fade to the right side to Vasher. Oh. He's got the catch as he dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Red Raiders! What a catch by T.J. Vasher. Broke a tackle. And here he goes up the sideline to the midfield. It's a track meet. It's at the 30-20. Thompson's going to win it. Touchdown, Red Raiders! Sir Roderick Thompson broke away from the pile that looked like they had him surrounded and rips off a 75-yard touchdown.
Brian Jensen on the calls for Texas Tech, and of course, Sam Ellinger on the other side. You never count him out. He brought the Longhorns back. We'll hear things from the Texas perspective in just a little bit. The final two wins of 2020 came from the leg of kicker Jonathan Garibay, who took over the responsibilities against Baylor on November 14th. His game-winning field goal capped a fourth-quarter rally directed by former starting quarterback Alan Bowman.
Is good, hold is good. Kick is up, and it is good! Jonathan Garibay with his fourth field goal of the night, and the Red Raiders beat Baylor 24-23.
And as we talked about earlier, Garibay made a late go-ahead field goal, and Tech overcame four turnovers and an earlier miss by Garibay to hold off winless Kansas 16-13.
26-yard line, a 36-yard effort, line drive kick, and it goes through. How did it go through? I don't know, but it did.
Hey, but it counted, and it was a win. Despite finishing in eighth place, the Red Raiders had 10 players work out for 21 NFL teams during their spring pro day. All right, we're halfway through the look of 2020. Coming up, Texas, TCU, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia. Here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play. Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack, looking back at the 2020 football season. And the show can be heard on Sirius XM, channel 375. That is the Big 12 channel. All right, let's look back at Texas. A 7-3 record and an impressive win in the bowl game didn't secure Tom Herman's future, but there was a lot of promise early in the season. And we talked about that matchup with Texas Tech earlier. The 8th-ranked Longhorns rallied from a 15-point deficit with just over 3 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter to knock off Texas Tech.
First down and 10 at the Tech 12. Shotgun snap to Ellinger. Sam looking, still looking, fires for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Texas! Brennan Eagles in the back of the end zone. 2:39 to go, and the Longhorns not yet given up. Sam with the snap, looks, fires for the end zone. Caught! Brennan Eagles, 2-point conversion. This game is tied 56-56 with 40 seconds to go. It is a handoff. Dingerdo pulls it back in over the middle. Caught. Touchdown. Josh Moore. And the Longhorns strike first in overtime.
That's Craig Way. Texas's 63 points, the highest offensive output since 2012, and the combined 119 points, the most in this series between the two teams. After losing at home to TCU and in 4 overtimes to Oklahoma, the Longhorns' season started to turn around, and on Halloween, a big overtime road win, their 3rd overtime game of the season.
Has the snap, blitz coming. Sanders looks, being chased, circles around, he goes down! Joseph Osai wraps him up! This game is over! Texas has beaten 6th-ranked Oklahoma State, the first road win over a top 10 team in a decade.
And the future of Texas football was on display at the Alamo Bowl. 7 of Texas's 22 starters against Colorado were freshmen, including 6 true freshmen. And 4 of those 7 were making their first collegiate starts.
First down, it's Bijan Robinson off the left side, running, breaks free! Here's Robinson, the 40, the 50, one man to beat to the 40, to the 30, the 20, stiff arm and inside the 15-yard line. And Thompson steps up, throws deep downfield, he's got Kelvonte Dixon open, the catch to the 20, say goodnight to this one! 73 yards.
A lot of momentum moving forward for the Longhorns as they start the Steve Sarkisian era for 2021. The Horned Frog season was one that could have been really good or really, really bad. And it turned out to be kind of middle of the road at 6-4. They won some games that maybe they shouldn't have and lost some that they probably shouldn't have finished off. Case in point, a 3-point loss at home against Iowa State, a team early in the year trying to find their way. And then the 2-point win at Texas.
Second and 6. It's a keeper for Duggan. Up the middle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Max Duggan scores it here from 26 yards out.
Brian Estridge with the call. TCU followed that up with a loss at home to an inexperienced K-State team and a loss to Oklahoma. But the Frogs got the best of Baylor. TCU has now defeated Baylor in 5 of the last 6 meetings, including 3 straight in Waco, jumping out to a 30-0 lead, holding on for a 33-23 victory.
Second punt of the game for Isaac Power. His first one went for 48. Another good one here. Darius Davis at the 34. Return to the left-hand side. He's got a blocker. 40, 45 across midfield. Here goes Darius. Down to the 40, down to the 30, down to the 20, down to the 10. Counted for double D. It is a TD with 7:54 to go. Pro Wells is the H-back to the left. They're going to run behind him with Evans up the middle. 25, 20, down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. The freshman scores. Hit the horn. It's a 30-yard skip. For the freshman running back, Zach Evans out of Houston North Shore. And the Horned Frogs go up 26-0 here in this second quarter with 13:20 left in it.
All right, let's move on to Oklahoma. Listen, there were some growing pains in Norman, maybe a little bit of early panic from Sooner fans and wishful thinking from the rest of the Big 12 after the Sooners started Big 12 play 0-2 with losses to K-State and Iowa State. It almost became 0-3 after letting a 31-17 lead slip away against Texas. But in overtime, the Sooners had enough to hold off their rival in the Red River Showdown.
Rattler asks for the football from Humphrey. He's got it. Blitzes on, looks left, still looking, throws end zone. Stop! They're caught it! Touchdown! Snap to Rattler. Straight drop, steps up, throws late toward the end zone. Caught! It's Stoops! Drake Stoops! Touchdown! Ha-ha! The kid! Ellinger in the shotgun. He's got it. Sooners twist up front. He has time. Lob toward the end zone. It's intercepted! Trey Brown! You can unhitch the wagon! Oklahoma wins in 4 overtimes!
Epic game. Toby Rowland with the call. From there, things kept rolling as the Sooners kept racking up victories, and they took care of the Cowboys. In the Sooners' 41-13 Bedlam win, Spencer Rattler passed for 301 yards and 4 touchdowns and ran for another.
From the 9, Rattler keeps it, runs left to the 10, sets up the defender, cuts inside, into the end zone, Spencer Rattler, touchdown, and the Sooners strike first in Bedlam. Rattler rolls right, looking, lobs, Henderson turns the corner, he's got room, touchdown! Now they move over, Rattler does direct snap to Ramondre, hands to Rattler, fakes the pitch, throws it out to Jeremiah Hall, the Bullfrogs got a touchdown! How about that call?
The Sooners rolled to a 7-2 mark before meeting Iowa State for a rematch on a Saturday morning in December for the Big 12 title game in Arlington. We'll hear from that game, plus we'll look at Oklahoma State and West Virginia as we rewind on the 2020 football season on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac
or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Glad you're back on Big 12 this week. So we left off at the title game between Oklahoma and Iowa State. And even Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley admitted some uncertainty to the season when they fell to 0-2 after their loss to the Cyclones. But they got their revenge and another championship.
Out of the shotgun, Chandler Morris, the third-string quarterback, takes it. He'll keep it. He runs left, trying to get there. Touchdown! It'll start with a throw. Rattler, deep drop, looking deep. Takes a shot for Mims behind the defense. Got him! Touchdown! Pay dirt! Marvelous! Here we go. First and 10 from the 11. Purdy's got it. Play action. Looking right. Throws end zone. Back of the end zone. Picked off! Intercepted! Trey Norwood! Keeper Rattler over the right side. Gets away. He's to the 5. Touchdown! Rattler! The celebration has started in Arlington. Back to back to back to back to back to back. Big 12 champions again.
For Oklahoma, it was their 14th Big 12 title in the league's 25-season history and the 50th conference championship in school history. Now, they didn't make it to the college football playoff, but there was no contest against the Florida Gators in the Cotton Bowl as the Sooners rolled to a 55-20 win. You know, I thought Oklahoma State was going to be playing in that Big 12 championship game. They jumped out in the first month of the season as an early favorite. After a 16-7 win against Tulsa, the Cowboys rattled off three wins to open up conference play. 27-13 over West Virginia, 47-7 at Kansas, and 24-21 over Iowa State. Spencer Sanders passed for 235 yards and ran for 71 and a touchdown in his return from an injury. Sanders had been out since injuring his right ankle in the season opener against Tulsa.
First and 10 from the Cyclone 34 and another play action pass. Sanders throws it deep over the middle. Caught by Jelani Woods to the Iowa State 5 and into the end zone. Or is he down at the 1? No, it's a touchdown, Oklahoma State. Jelani Woods. So first and 10, Oklahoma State at the Iowa State 13. Tied at 14, 8:50 to play in the third. Sanders fakes a handoff, keeps it running right, gets a block from Woods, right sideline to the 5, and into the end zone! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State! Spencer Sanders with a road grader block from Jelani Woods!
Dave Hunziker on the call. Chuba Hubbard ran for 139 yards and a touchdown for Oklahoma State. And with the win, the Cowboys joined Kansas State as the only remaining undefeated teams in conference play. But from that point on, the Cowboys went lose, win, lose, win, lose, win. Some disappointing losses, but a big one along the way when Desmond Jackson rushed for a career-high 235 yards and three touchdowns. And number 21, Oklahoma State, bounced back from a disappointing loss to rival Oklahoma to beat Texas Tech 50-44.
First and 10 from the Cyclone 34 and another play-action pass. Sanders throws it deep over the middle. Caught by Jelani Woods to the Iowa State 5 and into the end zone. Or is he down at the 1? No, it's a touchdown, Oklahoma State. Jelani Woods. First and goal from the Tech 7. Sanders hands it off. Jackson right side takes it into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. It's already a trifecta for Desmond Jackson in his first collegiate start.
Jackson had 36 carries, in part because Chuba Hubbard and L.D. Brown did not play in the game, and the Cowboys still ran for a season-high 317 yards. Jackson, our final Making It Look Natural segment, a huge game for him, coming up big. And remember, Natty Light Seltzer is your game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. All right, let's wrap up with West Virginia. The Mountaineers went 6-4 in Neil Brown's second season, and they had a .500 record in conference play, and a big part of that came to week 3 in a game against Baylor when the defense came up big against Charlie Brewer. West Virginia sacked the senior 6 times and threw the Bears for a loss 11 times in the game that saw Baylor rush for only 27 yards on 33 attempts. Tony Caridi with the calls.
And the quarterback, Brewer, with a delay handoff and immediately dropped down to the turf. Brewer drops back. He's hit and he's sacked. Here's Brewer wanting to throw on first down. Pressure comes. He gets hit. He's sacked on the play back at the 10-yard line. He's pursued. They've sacked him. Down he goes. Brewer steps up in the pocket and they've got him sacked. Brewer's got the ball. He's going to keep it. He'll be sacked on the play.
Mountaineers pick up a 27-21 double overtime win over Baylor. And then on Halloween, a dominating 37-10 win over 16th-ranked Kansas State. The 27-point win, West Virginia's largest victory over a top 25 team since they defeated 14th-ranked Clemson back in the 2012 Orange Bowl.
Daggy takes the snap, pumps, throws it to the flat, caught by Winston, 10, to the 5, to the end zone, he's in! West Virginia, touchdown! First and goal from the 9. Daggy takes the football, hands off to Letty. Letty turns the corner to the right side, breaks from the tackle, to the 5, shoulder down, he heads to the end zone, Letty Brown's in! Touchdown, West Virginia!
And WVU ended the season on a high note at the Liberty Bowl. Looking for a spark, Coach Brown made a change at quarterback, replacing Daggy with senior Austin Kendall, who came off the bench to throw 2 second-half touchdowns.
Snap back to Kendall, play fake. Hey, Kendall throws it to the end zone, has a wide open receiver. Cut, touchdown, T.J. Simmons in the right corner of the end zone from 20 yards away with 5:10 to go. And West Virginia takes a one-point lead. Kendall takes the snap. He wants to throw. Wide open receiver, and it's caught. Michael Laughlin in the end zone on the right side. He was wide open. Austin Kendall comes into the game and drives West Virginia down the field for a touchdown.
A come-from-behind 24-21 win over Army at the Liberty Bowl in Memphis as the Big 12 finishes the bowl season 5-0. And we'll finish things up here next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's relax.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
All right, so that was our look back on the 2020 football season here on Big 12 this week. Be listening throughout the summer as we begin our preview of the 2021 season.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.